Yeah, good morning all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
We've been continuing in our discussion of brachos, and so there's an interesting, I don't know, called halacha, but an interesting fact that Chazal tell us. The Gemara says that whenever Rabbi Elazar, whenever he had the opportunity to eat something, he would always eat it, and he would go out of his way to make sure that he partook of all the delicacies in the world. And that doesn't mean that he would, overeat. It means that he would just be able to partake in all of the foods that Hashem created because of the fact that it's a beautiful world and we're supposed to enjoy it, and that's why Hashem made it ultimately. And so we talk about all these brachos that a person should make over food and different types of things. Well, when and over scents and all that kind of stuff, a person should enjoy themselves, but specifically under the mind it, that Hashem created it, and He created it, all these things for us to enjoy and partake of. There is another halacha that's almost a moot point nowadays because of social media and the like, and that is that there's an idea that if you don't see someone for 30 days or if you don't see someone for 12 months, then there are different brachos that one should make. The bracha of Shechianu was typically made if you don't see a friend for 30 days and you see him then on the 31st day, and the bracha of Mechayim Mesim, who resurrects the dead, is said typically if you don't see someone for 12 months. Nowadays, it's a lot more complicated because of the fact that we have social media and different ways of staying in touch, so it's not as it's always exciting seeing someone who you haven't seen in a while, but because of FaceTime and Skype and Zoom and all these things, you really could see anyone anytime, so the likelihood of saying these brachos is a little bit diminished. There are additional brachos that we have on top of some of the more regular or common ones, and that is that we spoke about this a few months ago, the idea of Birchas Ha'ilanos, that when you see trees that are beginning to sprout, fruit trees that are beginning to bloom, you say a bracha thanking Hashem for the tree. There is an idea of renatural phenomena, if you see it, that you should say a bracha. If you see a meteor shower, a comet, earthquake, hurricane, lightning, any of these things, you say the bracha of Osem Masa Bereishis. Do you understand that as amazing as these are all things that Hashem created at the beginning of time? There's an idea if you hear thunder that you should say the bracha of Shekochu Gvoraso Malei Olam, that Hashem's might fills the world. Specifically, this bracha is critical to say when we hear thunder because of the fact that you hear thunder and it's scary, it's mighty. You think, oh my goodness, how incredible is this? Well, no, the idea is that Hashem created all these things, and Hashem is, of course, even mightier than these small creations of His. The biggest question when it comes to making a bracha over natural phenomena, and in particular over lightning and thunder, is how long do you have to say them? And this really sort of plays into the critical nature of knowing these brachos by heart and knowing which brachos to say over which phenomena, because you only really have a few moments to say the brachos. If you hear thunder and then 20 minutes later you decide to say the bracha, that would not really make so much sense. And so therefore a person should do their best to know these brachas by heart as best as possible and know specifically which brachas to make. So the second you see lightning, you make a bracha. The second you hear thunder, you can make the bracha as well. If there's ever a doubt as to whether or not you should make the bracha, you could always say the words without saying Hashem's name, because we don't want to risk, God forbid, saying God's name in vain. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Chananya ben Baruch Hu Lezakos, as Israel Lefikach, here by the Ham Torah Mitzvah, and Amar, Adonai Chavetz Aman Sekhoi Agdil Torah, V'yad.